Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A computer scientist known as the godfather of artificial intelligence has quit his job at Google so he can speak freely about the dangers of AI. Geoffrey Hinton carried out pioneering research on deep learning and neural networks, but he says a part of him now regrets his life's work. David Willis has more details.
Geoffrey Hinton worked at Google for more than a decade and was responsible for a breakthrough that has served as the foundation of artificial intelligence systems such as ChatGPT. Now 75 years old and retired from the company, he told the BBC from his home in Canada that he wanted to be able to talk freely about the dangers of AI. He cautioned against it falling into the wrong hands, potentially allowing authoritarian leaders to manipulate their electorates.
He went on to say it was hard to see how you could prevent bad actors from using the technology to do bad things. The White House estimates that more than 20,000 Russian troops, half of them Wagner mercenaries, have been killed in the battle for Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine over the past 5 months. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby gave no Ukrainian casualties, but said 80,000 more Russians had been wounded in an unsuccessful attempt to gain ground.
Russia's attempt at an offensive in the Donbas, largely through Bakhmut, has failed. Last December, Russia initiated broad operations across multiple lines of effort. Most of these efforts have stalled and failed. Russia has been unable to seize any real strategically significant territory.
The United Nations says it's making plans to cope with a mass flight of refugees from Sudan if the fighting between rival military factions does not stop. Tens of thousands have already fled to neighbouring countries, but UN officials say they're preparing for that figure to exceed 800,000. They're also exploring how to deliver humanitarian assistance to millions inside Sudan. One doctor, Dr. Ahmed Abu Sham, told us the military were forcing civilians out of one hospital in the capital.
One of the major hospitals in Khartoum North has been raided by some of the fighting factions, and the medical staff has been forced to treat the injured military personnel. The other civilian patients have been denied medication.
The evacuation of foreign citizens has been continuing. The BBC is launching a new series of shortwave radio bulletins in Sudan in response to the crisis there. The new service aims to provide news and interviews in Arabic for millions in Sudan cut off by the fighting between military factions. The first programme will be broadcast at 1500 hours GMT on Tuesday. Transmissions are scheduled for an initial run of 3 months. BBC News. Talks have opened in Washington between the foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan, designed to ease renewed tensions over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. Strains resurfaced recently when Azerbaijan imposed a checkpoint on the only road linking Armenia with the enclave. Armenia has rejected Azeri accusations that it had used the route to supply arms to ethnic Armenians there. France's interior minister says nearly 300 people have been arrested and more than 100 police injured at May Day protests over a recent law that raises the state pension age. Gérald Darmanin was speaking after violent clashes at some protests. Nick Beek has more details.
Even though it's now become law, more than 110,000 people in Paris alone, according to the government, came to the streets, where the violence of the minority once again made an impact. There were clashes in cities including Nantes, Lyon and Strasbourg. The smoke and tear gas in the air, representing the cloud now hanging over President Macron's second term in office after his bypassing of Parliament to force through his pension plan. But there's no sign any of this will make him reverse his signature policy.
A severe dust storm blowing over an interstate highway in the US Midwest has led to a number of car crashes and several fatalities. Police in Illinois say at least 20 commercial vehicles and up to 60 cars crashed on the Interstate 55. Experts say one of the world's most important fossil deposits has been found in Britain. 170 species were found at the secret location known as Castle Bank in Mid Wales, which was covered by an ocean when the creatures were alive 460 million years ago. It's one of the only sites in the world where soft tissues and complete organisms have been preserved. BBC News.